We continue today with Maseches Shavuos, lesson number 7. We're in Perek Beis, Mishneh Hey. And we've been learning about various activities, agricultural activities, and the extent to which one is permitted to perform these activities during the sixth year, the year preceding Shavuos. We've just finished a rather lengthy list of various activities, some of them avodos hakarka, activities which are done to the ground, to the earth, such as removing stones, etc., and some which are avodos ha'ilon, activities, procedures which are done to the trees themselves. For example, watering the trees, which we learned is permissible during the sixth year right up until Erev Rosh Hashanah, which would imply, by the way, I neglected to emphasize this yesterday, that since we've already explained to you that those items which are permissible during the sixth year up until Rosh Hashanah are asur by Shavuos only midrabbanon, not mid-Torah, which would indicate that watering trees during Shavuos itself would be permissible bin HaTorah and only prohibited rabbinically midrabbanon. As we proceed in our studies, we will see that this is a controversial point. Now we move on in Mishneh Hey to another activity, which is avodas ha'ilan, which is work done to the tree, actually more than just to the tree itself, but to the actual fruit on the tree. And that is activities which are done to the pagim. The pagim are te'enim, are figs, which have not ripened yet. They're not sufficiently ripe. And the custom was, the agricultural custom was, to smear them with shemen, with olive oil, and then to prick them, to make a little hole in them, so that the olive oil would seep into the body of the pag, of the unripened fig. This would hasten the ripening process. This procedure of smearing the pagim with olive oil is called sicha, smearing. Sochines ha-pagim, so it's permissible to smear these pagim. Umenakvim otsam, and to pierce them with a needle to make a hole in them so that the olive oil seeps into the body, the flesh of the pag. Ad Rosh Hashanah, that's permissible to be done up until Rosh Hashanah. This procedure can be done all during the year of Shishis. Now, suppose you have a situation, proceeds the Mishnah, of Pagei Erev Shavuos, these unripened figs, which were treated Erev Shavuos with this procedure of Sicha and Nikuv, of smearing them and piercing them. But suppose they will still not ripen until Shavuos itself. So the procedure of Sachenes HaPagim U'Menakvim took place before the Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos. But the actual ripening won't take place until after Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos. Pagei Erev Shavuos, Shenichnisu LaShavuos. Or suppose you have the opposite. Vishel Shavuos, Pagim which grew during Shavuos, and they were not ripened yet. So toward the end of the year of Shavuos, they were subjected to the procedure of Sicha and Nikuv. But they will only ripen after Shavuos, Mosoi Shavuos, in the eighth year. So Pagei Erev Shavuos Shenichnesu LeShavuos, V'shel Shavuos Sheyotzu'u LeMotzoi Shavuos, Lo Sachin V'lo Menakvin Oson. One is not permitted to do these procedures of Sicha and Nikuv. Meaning, the Pagei Erev Shavuos If you see that these pagim will not ripen, even if you do the procedure of sicha and nikuf, until after Rosh Hashanah, therefore, the work that you're doing on these pagim in the last months or weeks of Erev Shmita, of Erev Shviyas, of Shishis, are done for the purposes of Shviyas. So you're doing an Avodah So'ilon preparatory to Shviyas. That's not permissible. Similarly, if these pagim are on the tree on Shviyas, and you know that and they growing on Shviyas itself, and they will ripen on the eighth year, so during the eighth year, you cannot do the procedure of Sicha and Nikuv. Why? Because these pagim grew during the Shemitah year in Shviyas. Therefore, they have a halacha of Peros Shviyas. Peros Shviyas have Kedusha Shviyas, which means you can eat them under many conditions, but with many restrictions. One of the restrictions is you can't mistreat them. And here you're going to take these pagim, which grew during Shviyas, but ripened during Motzoi Shviyas, and you want now to do this procedure of Sicha and Nikuv. You can't do that because these peros have Peros Shviyas extending into the eighth year. This is the Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, you know, this procedure of smearing these unripened figs and piercing them is not done on every farm under the sun. In some areas it is done, some areas it's not done. So, makom shenohagu losuch, in a place where the agricultural custom was to smear these unripened figs with shemen zayas, ein on sochin. So you're not permitted on Shishis before Shviyas, or on Shviyas coming into Shminas, to do the procedure of Sicha and Niko. Because, why? Mipnei Shehi Avoda. It's an Avoda, Avoda So'ilon. It's commonly done in this Makom. It's a Makom Shenohagu Lasuch. And it's an Avoda. Therefore, it's not permissible to do it Erev Shviyas, because it's an Avoda preparatory to Shviyas. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, Mokom Shenagu Shelo Losuch, in a place where the minig is, nobody does this thing, unripened figs, you leave them in the tree until they ripen. You don't do this procedure of Sicha and Nikuv. So in such a place, in such a Mokom, Sachin, it's permissible to do the procedure on Shishis before Shviyas, because it's not an Avoda, it's not done. It's a, you're doing it, you're not doing the normal, regular type of agricultural work. So therefore, it's permissible to do that on Shishis. Now, the Tanakama says, under no circumstances, even in the Mokom Shenoagu Shelo Lasuch, is it permissible to do Sicha and Nikuv on Shishis entering into Shviyas. Rabbi Yehuda only argues in the situation of Pagei Erev Shviyas Shenichnesu L'Shviyas. The Tanakama says it's osur, even in a mokom shenagu shelo losuch, and Rabbi Yehuda is lenient and says, no, in a mokom shenagu shelo losuch, it is permissible to do sicha erev shviyas. But when it comes to the second example, pagei shviyas, sheyotzu ulamotsoi shviyas, even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that you can't do the sicha and nikov upon these fruits which have a halacha of kedushas perushvias, and you can't do these kinds of procedures to them. So Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing on those pagim which were from shishish and nichnesula erushvias in the mokom shenoagu shelo lasuch, in the place where customarily this procedure is not done by farmers. So there you can do it shishish preparatory to Shviyas, because it's not an avodah so'ilon in this particular region of agriculture. Rabbi Shimon goes, however, takes a different leniency on a different issue. He says, when it comes to a tree where you want to do work on it, motzoi Shviyas, in other words, it's ready for the eighth year, and you have this tree which is full of fruit on the eighth year. And the fruit is Peroshvias. The fruit grew in the seventh year. And here you are in the eighth year. Rabbi Shimon says it's permissible to do that work on Motzoi Shvias, even if it is full of Peroshvias. Why? Mipnei Shehu Rashoi Ba'avodas Ha'ilon. Because even though the peros are kadosh, the peros have to be treated with the kedusha shviyas, but the tree itself, it has no kedusha shviyas. And therefore the pruning and the other activities that you want to do with the tree, you can do with a tree which is full of peros shviyas. Just be careful what you do with those peros. And this is based upon the Braisa in Toras Kohanim, which says on the Pasuk, Shnat Shabboson Yihi Yelo Oretz, that once Shvius is over, even though the Peros remain Peros Shvius and have to be treated according to the rules of Kedusha Shvius, which we will study later in the Mishnayos, but in the Gufo Ilon, in the body of the tree itself, you can do whatever you want to immediately once the seventh year is over. So this is Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav continues now with other avodos ha'ilon, other activities which are done to trees, which can be done only up to certain points during the sixth year. It can't be done right smack up to Erev Rosh Hashanah of the Rosh Hashanah of Shvius. So therefore, says the Mishnah Vav, Ein notin, one does not plant trees, ve'ein mavrichin, and one does not do the process of havrocha. Havrocha is a process whereby which you take a branch from a tree, and the branch is flexible, it's not hardened into wood yet. Imagine like a grapevine. And you take the branch and put it, part of it, under the ground and then up above the ground, so that the branch, the English letter U of the branch is now underneath the ground. What you will find is this branch that's underneath the ground will now sprout as if it was a new growth. This is a process called Havrocha. V'ein markivin, nor do you do Harkova. Harkova is grafting, taking a slice of one tree and grafting it onto another tree of its same species, which is done for various agricultural purposes. So all of these procedures, planting a tree, being mavrich a tree, grafting a piece of a tree onto another tree, are all derivative subcategories of planting, and you cannot do them erev shviyas in the following restriction. You cannot do them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. You have to do this only up until Rosh Chodesh Elul. The reason being, because when you do these procedures, the new growth only takes root after 30 days. So you plant a tree, according to the Tanakhama, it takes root 30 days later. If you plant a root a tree, or mavrich a tree, or markiv a tree, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shvius, it will take root on Shvius. You're taking root on Shvius, so it's as if you're planting or being mavrich or markiv on Shvius, that's not permissible. In fact, continued Tanakhama, V'imno tau hivricho hirkiv, suppose you did plant or do the process of Havrocha or Harkova granting less than 30 days before Shvius, Ya'akor, you have to uproot it before it takes root on Shemitah, during Shvius itself. So, the 30-day rule is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, next lines in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol harkovo she'eno koletes l'shlosha yomim, shuv eino koletes. When it comes to harkovo, to grafting, it doesn't take 30 days before it is kolet, before it takes hold. If it doesn't take hold in 3 days, it will never take hold. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's permissible to grant trees more than 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, because it will take hold, the grafting will take effect before Shemitah begins. And the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda says about Harkova would also apply to Havrocha and to Netiyah. He doesn't believe it takes 30 days for it to take root. He thinks it takes root in 3 days. Rabbi Yosef Rav Shimon Omrim L'shtei Shabbosos. They have a third opinion that it takes 2 weeks for the plant, the tree, to be collate, to take hold. And therefore, one must be careful not to be noteya or mavrich or namarkiv within the last two weeks of the year before Rosh Hashanah. You've got to do it before then. According to the Tanakhama, you've got to do it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shvius. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you've got to do it 3 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shvius. And according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, you have to do it 14 days before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah makes things a little bit more complicated. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amid Beis, that these shiurim of 30 days or 3 days or 14 days are all the days that it takes for it to take root. And they are days in addition to the Tosefes Shvius. In general, you have to begin Shemitah, you have to add on to Shemitah some time prior to Rosh Hashanah of Shvius. And that period, this time period of Tosefes Shvius, is itself 30 days. So independent of the inyonim of taking root or not taking root by Netiyah, Havrocha, and Harkova, you have to go back in the calendar to 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shvius before you can do any work. So therefore, what it really boils down to is, according to the Tanakhama, you can only be noteya or mavrich or markiv 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, 30 days for Tosefes Shvius, and 30 days for taking root. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you would have to go back 33 days before Rosh Hashanah, 30 days for Tosefes Shvius, and 3 days for Haklota, for the new plant to take hold. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, you'd have to do 44 days, 30 days for Tosefes Shvius, and 14 additional days before Rosh Hashanah for it to take root. The way we just explained the Mishnah is the approach taken by most of the Meforshim, not all. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos in the Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that these inyanim of how long it takes for it to take root were not said with reference to Shemitah, but were said for other purposes. And according to him, our Mishnah is simple as it reads, L'inyan Shvius, for Netiyah, you have to know to move back 30 days or 3 days or 14 days. But we can leave the Rabbeinu Tam aside and just follow the simple Shita, which says that this Mishnah is speaking in addition to the 30-day period of Tosefes Shvius. And so we have finished Mishnah Vav, and in the process completed lesson number 7.